Hello, Nouria. Glad to welcome you here in Radio Auroville,
Hi.
Auroville Radio.
Hello.
Happy to see you there after this great concert you did on Saturday and Sunday.
Thank
and
you.
And I wanted you to tell to the audience here a little bit about you.
So when I came in, when I came to Auroville, actually, it was not my intention to conduct the choir. I was asked to conduct the choir. And for 2 years, it was a little bit a battle. But then I decided to stay. And now I'm conducting the choir since 22 years.
22. It's a full-time job? Or
it's
what you do?
It's a quite full-time job.
Yeah.
We meet regularly every week, twice a week, and it's a lot of work at home of preparation also. And we work from more or less from end of June till mid of April.
So now
so
it's
we
holidays.
Work throughout.
It's holidays.
In 3 weeks or so, it will be holidays. Yeah.
And what is, just in few words, what is your history as a musician?
Well, in Spain, I did study musicology at the university in Barcelona. And then I studied singing and some years of piano. And when I came here to Auroville, what I wanted to continue doing was the singing. And I did for 4 years. I sang many concerts.
So but you were conducting in Spain?
No, in Spain, no. But I come from a conductor's family. My father and my sister also are doing
because
this
Because the
métier.
Way you conduct seems to be very smooth and professional. You know,
well,
as
I'm trying
was.
My best. yeah, it's something I feel very much inside. So sometimes it comes quite natural, but I'm also studying a lot on my side. I'm following many books on conducting, and I had, throughout these years here in Auroville, I met several professional conductors that taught me also on the métier. Also, I took some courses in Spain.
Yeah.
So slowly became my job, besides being my passion, because it's something I really
okay.
like. I
so
really enjoy.
In fact, your dream began to be a reality.
Yeah. Well, it was not my dream when I came, as I said before.
Yeah.
I didn't want to. First, when I came, I was singing in the choir. But then at that time, Pushkar was conducting. He is the one that started the choir in Auroville. But then he left Auroville to study composition. And I was asked to take up the group. And as I was saying earlier, well, I said it was a battle because I was not convinced, I was not sure of myself being capable of doing this. So it wasn't yes or no, yes, no, yes, no.
Yeah.
It is not easy to stand in front of a big group, to know what you want from them. And it was not what I studied in Spain. So for me, even though I come from a family of musicians and I had been in choir since a very young age and I have seen conducting many people, I didn't know the job, how to do it. So at the beginning was not very clear for me. But after 2 years, it became, I said, yes, this I like this and I want to do this. And the best way to learn something is to have the best way to learn conducting is to have a group of people in front of you every week throughout the year, every year.
then you
really have the chance to learn it. And I followed many manuals, many books on conducting. I met several professional conductors here, also outside, and slowly became my profession.
Yeah, what is the big difference between, what about the progression, how you see that inside yourself and also outside with the team?
Well, what I see is that The more I learn about conducting, the more I understand what that means to conduct at all levels, musically and human-wise, the more I know, the better respond the group. That's why throughout the years, the group is also progressing and achieving a good level.
Yeah. So, yeah, because we can see from year to year a kind of, I don't know how to say in English, a kind of going up, you know,
yeah.
More and more ambitious also.
Yeah, also the group is getting more and more solid and convinced of what they are doing. They really like it and they really want to get
and it's not a bit,
work well done, no?
Yeah,
so it's
and it's not a bit frustrating that you work for almost all the year and just to make two concerts.
Yeah, this is a little bit, it's true, it's a bit frustrating in the sense that when we are ready, then we stop in a way. We do the concerts and then comes the summer break and then in July we start. Again, not from scratch, but we have to warm up the motors
and get
into the thing again.
Mm-hmm.
And that is true, but now we have done it so many years that there is a continuity. It doesn't feel like we feel the break, but since we meet every year, and we have done it for so many years, there is a sense of continuity in the work we do.
Yeah.
And that makes it less frustrating. But it's true that when we are full ready, it's then we stop, no?
Yeah,
and that, But in summer, we cannot go on with this. Half of the choir is out, including myself, and it's too hot. And at the beginning, the first years, we were continuing in summer. I think I did it for 3 years. But then I saw it was, it didn't make much sense because when the year started again, then we had to go back again, beginning and.
So you have to deal with that.
But yeah, but since there is this sense of continuity, as soon as we start, after a couple of rehearsals, there it is. We are.
So let's talk a little bit about the concert you that we will hear after our interview. That you did this weekend. How what leads you to choose this kind of team and music and how what was the process of that?
The process was that a friend of mine, Karel, he gave me the scores. Karel, the pianist, yes. He gave me the scores, and he said, "Just have a look, see if you would like to do this." When I looked at it, and I went to check a little bit on the web if there were some YouTubes also to have a feeling of, because I didn't have any recording. I felt a bit overwhelmed and not fully decided to do it. But then I came across a recording by Carl Jenkins, the composer himself conducting, and.
It was a symphonic orchestra, or it was a.
It is actually, it's not for an orchestra, it's for ensemble. This composition is for choruses, the children and the adults, and ensemble, it's not a full orchestra.
Ensemble means
less.
How many musicians?
Maybe 15.
Yeah, but all acoustic.
All acoustic, soft, the bass. The
except
fretless
the bass.
Bass is
there.
There
was a fretless bass on this composition.
It's original, yes.
Okay.
When I heard the Carl Jenkins recording, then I said, wow, this is beautiful. It would be very nice to do it here. And the words are so inspiring for us here in Auroville.
Yeah.
Because all is about peace and justice and unity.
Yeah.
So it's what we stand for. So we felt really identified. I felt really identified doing this, and I thought, when you can sing music that you like, and on top of it, the context, the words you sing are something you agree totally and you feel, then it's double rewarding for the performers. And then you can create really something very powerful. And since it was on peace, nowadays you look at the world and you say, what better can we do that make music and vibrate peace for a moment, no? So then I decided to start some of the pieces. And my idea first was to do a first part of a program with something different, and second part, introduce some of these pieces and let like this try out and see how this would sound and would go. But then slowly, the scores I had were for vocal scores with the piano reduction.
But
so we could.
Who made the scores? You are.
We bought the score. I mean, Karel brought the scores from Holland. We tried with the version with piano only, piano accompaniment, and it didn't sound enough as it is. The work it really needs the drums, and the flutes, the saxophone, the violins, the strings, the bass. So then I talked to Matthew, the saxophonist and band leader from here. And we had worked many, many years together. So I told him, what do you think if you rearrange, if we could have some instruments doing this? And if you rearrange this piano reduction to adapt it to the instruments that we have here. And he was very excited about it, and he said, yes, let's try it. Uh-huh. So he is the one that rearranged all the instrumental part, and he's the one that put all these musicians together and taught them and rehearsed with them the instrumental part.
Yeah, and that's very important to know that, because when we see the orchestra and the things, the people, they can't figure out kind of work it is to do.
Well, it
that.
Was written briefly in the hand program, eh? So then, he started to doing this work, and he said he was very enthusiastic and that this could sound really nice. And then he showed me what he did, and I liked it very much. And we started to put some of the songs together. And then the idea of just doing a few became to just do a concert on that.
Yeah.
So this work is of 17 pieces. This work, the Peacemakers, has 17 songs.
Yeah.
But I did a selection.
Yeah.
I chose only 10, 9, because the 10th, it's the intermezzo. Since we couldn't play the intermezzo that's there in the work, because was not suitable for us, for the instruments we had, Matthew composed an intermezzo, the instrumental piece we heard in the concert. So that completed the program we wanted to present. And we decided to just do one concert on that, the Peacemakers, but just a selection.
Just about the choice you made, you made the choice with Matt?
No, I made the choice myself. I chose the ones I like it most. And not only this, the ones that I thought would sound good for the choir we are and for the instruments we have.
So you take the whole responsibility of the success or...
Well,
semi-success.
I think
no
at
success.
The end it falls on me. Yes.
Yeah.
But it was quite clear the selection. I think I left out a couple of pieces I would have liked also to do, but we didn't have time. And then I was asked for the 50th anniversary of Auroville to do something with the choirs, and then the idea was to repeat again this work completed. And the idea stands on, so we might do this Actually, then I was asked to open and close the 50th anniversary.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
we will, to open, we will do this, and to close, we will do other compositions, maybe from Aurevilian musicians.
What is your feeling after this? Now it's finished.
Mm-hmm.
Now we are in the studio after
two days,
all right? Yeah. What is the, what do you feel now about this year?
Completion. I feel we did a great job.
Yeah.
I feel very happy, and the level was very good. The level was very good. We achieved something very beautiful and powerful. There was a very strong presence on stage, and yeah, and the music sounded really nice. I feel completion. I feel
okay.
We accomplished something with this program, and everybody after the concert felt very happy, performers and audience as well. So yeah, there was a feeling of success.
Thank you, Noria.
Thank you. Thank you so much.